So for the first time in like 25 years, I don't know if you've ever seen me without this product, but for the first time in like 25 years, I am not wearing a pair of Adidas sneakers. And I will not bend and contort my foot up to the camera so everyone can see what I'm wearing. But I am wearing a pair of Pumas, believe it or not.
You know what? It's funny you said that. That was literally, I was going to say, don't tell me you went Puma.
Back, Rob.
We're back. And you may
episode
have noticed something. You may have noticed a big difference.
Mm-hmm. It took us a little, we took a little siesta, you know, for those that have been binging, right? And something is different. Dun, dun, dun. Kicking and screaming into the 21st century, right?
That's right. We now come with a visual aid.
Our
podcast comes with a visual aid.
I know. So everyone can see our unusual tics, you know?
Our gray beards.
Put the handsomeness on blast, all that good stuff, you know? So
we might lose some followers. I'm not sure. This is gonna be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, always always moving and grooving and iterating and trying different things and, you know, trying to broaden horizons. Things we ask of our clients as well. Speaking of broadening horizons, I think that kind of ties into today's topic, right?
I believe so.
Potentially. Today I thought we'd talk about, because something interesting happened to me. I'll share the story. Brand allegiance, right? People's brand allegiance, right? And sort of, we've worked with a lot of brands, B2B, B2C, you know, there's a lot of methodology on like what you fall in love with, you live with for life, or even there's a whole aspect to college is really the formidable time when you start to really lean into things, right? And so, hey, get them in college. And then they'll be with you forever, you know, that type of thing, right? Which is kind of interesting, right? So for the first time in like 25 years, I don't know if you've ever seen me without this product, but for the first time in like 25 years, I am not wearing a pair of Adidas sneakers. And I will not bend and contort my foot up to the camera so everyone can see what I'm wearing. But I am wearing a pair of Pumas, believe it or not.
You know what? It's funny you said that. That was literally, I was going to say, don't tell me you went Puma.
Oh, I should have made you guess.
I was going to get, but I promise you, I was thinking Puma. I don't know why.
I believe it. Well, shit. You know me really well. I have been an Adidas guy forever. Absolutely love Adidas. And you know, feet, I mean, footwear, you know, comfort, walking, running, doing whatever, playing sport. You know, you just kind of get into the, you know, it's like, hey, Nikes fit my feet really well. Adidas, you know, people just love, you know, you kind of get in that, you get in that vibe. And for whatever reason, I was like, you know what? I had some time. And I was at DSW, shout out, I guess Discount Shoe Warehouse. Is that what, I don't even know what DSW stands for.
Sure.
I just made that up. I just totally made that up.
That works.
And was like, I'm going to take some of these, you know, it's like, there they are. There's the Adidas that I always buy, you know, and it's kind of what color do you want? You know, that type of thing. Yeah. Right. And I always buy like two of everything because I just love them so much. Right. And then, you know, you go back and you want to buy them and they never have them or whatever the deal is. Right. And even if they keep the same model, they kind of tinker with it and it's a little bit different here and there. So for the first time ever, I was like, I'm buying effing Pumas, you know, and they are unbelievably comfortable.
That's crazy. Look at you living dangerously out there.
I know. But it made me think about like other brands, you know.
Now,
you know.
Okay. But wait.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
when you went to the DSW,
yeah.
Did you know you were going to break the mold? Were you like, you know what? I'm feeling something different today. I'm going to look at, were you open to it? Or did they catch your eye when you were walking? Or how did it, walk us through how it happened?
Okay. I will say that it wasn't a full surprise. It wasn't a shock to the system. I think going in, I was definitely open. Hey, I've been wearing these, you know, for ever and a day. I was like, you know, what else is out there? You know?
Right.
And hey, I don't want to sound like an old man with a hearing aid and a cane and a walker here. You know what I mean? But like, you know, hey, is there anything else out there? Like, no one's wearing Skechers. You know what I mean? I'm not doing old man slip-ons and shit like that yet.
Don't hate on the Skechers. don't hate on the Skechers.
But yeah, it was just like, you know, hey man, everybody loves Brooks, you know? Brooks is such a popular, you know, and we've been doing, you know, we do a lot of photo shoots, you know, we do, I mean, I don't need like athletic shoes for competition, right? Meaning like I'm not in a Sunday rec league for basketball. I'm not running a ton of, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, I go for long walks and things like that, but you know, I don't need like high performance.
You don't need a performance shoe. Right? You just need a comfortable.
Yeah. However, like, you know, we'll do a 2 or 3 day photo shoot and you're on your feet, you know, in a concrete building, right? For 8, 9, 10 hours a day, day after day after day, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, I mean, you just need cozy shoes. You can't wear like flip flops on something like that. Right. So I think I was open to the idea and it was like, hey, I just need some cushioning, you know, things like that. And maybe a little bit too much information, but I don't have high arches. I have very low arches. Mm. Right. So if you have like a running shoe that's like super forced arch sort of deal, like that kills me. Like I'm out. Like Nikes actually don't fit my feet very well at all. I'm not a big Nike fan. So I was like, oh man, everybody loves Brooks. I was actually at the photo shoot and it was food stylist Brooks, food assistant, the assistant was OC, the cloud or on or whatever. Yeah. Photographer Brooks. Digital tech Brooks. Everybody's wearing Brooks.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
I didn't realize. Well, I know that runners, I mean, Brooks is a high quality running shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everybody I didn't know that people just casually wore Brooks.
Yeah. Well, they're like, popular. Like, oh man, I need the support. I'm standing on cement all day. Right. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and let me go look, snoop around.
Yeah.
Puma, not high on the list at all. You know, so the concept of like switching brands was tickling there, right? But not like, oh, I'm going in and I'm going New Balance. Or
you didn't care which way you went. You were just going to, you were going to let the shoe find you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to like the running store to run on the treadmill and test which shoe would be good. You know, I just want cozy shoes, you know,
What color? Can I guess the color? Are they the Puma version of those Adidas shoes?
I won't bend my leg up, but I'll take them off.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not running shoes. Are they the Puma equivalent of the Adidas style that you used to wear?
No.
Not even.
Oddball. Yeah, oddball.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to guess the color and I'm going to say without hesitation, the color is green.
Green. You are incorrect, sir.
Whoa.
What is this? Okay. It's a khaki.
It's giving pewter. As the kids would say,
yeah, it's kind of a warm grayish.
But that's more athletic than I thought you were about to show me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I thought you were going to show me, you know, the Adidas version of the Puma, and I thought it was going to be green with a white stripe, reverse out.
Yeah, but anyways, you know. So anyway, I love them. I mean,
must have been out of Yeezys. Is that
absolutely?
They didn't have them in your size. Is
Jesus, we can't talk about that. That's been canceled, right? It just kind of jumped out of me.
Yeah.
I did try on some Brooks. I did try on some New Balance. I tried on a little bit of everything. So, and was like, why not? Let me give it a whirl. And man, it was hard to not buy those damn Adidas because they looked good and they're cozy as can be. But I figured, you know what? Try. But anyway, so that leads us to today's topic in terms of like, are there any brands? And I kind of sprung this on you. Didn't have a lot of time to prepare. Any brands that you would like just absolute, like ride or die, like I'm taking all the way to the end. You know what I mean? Any thoughts on your side of the fence? Long dramatic.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I think about it in a million different ways, right? So starting as like a kid, like I would go, as a kid from Atlanta, Coca-Cola. I'm a loyal Coca-Cola brand guy.
You don't drink Pepsi?
No. Why would you do that? That's a horrible thing to do.
There's like one restaurant in Atlanta famous for having Pepsi.
Yeah.
Because it's right across the street from the Pepsi bottling company.
Yeah.
Right. Like a distribution hub or whatever it is. So,
But all Atlantans are like that. We're all Coca-Cola snobs. But it's a great product and one that hasn't changed. Right.
Yeah.
So brands evolve over time. Yeah. If you think about like fashion or apparel or things like that.
Yeah.
Shoes. They're changing and evolving, but Coca-Cola is—it's your granddad's Coca-Cola. I mean, it just is. I mean,
That's true.
Know what happened when they tried to change it, and there was massive revolt, and that didn't work.
Yeah,
I would say that's interestingly a brand that has remained the same.
Yeah.
They
innovate in the margins, though. They innovate around.
Right. You know? I guess what I mean is you can always the classic Coca-Cola is always going to be the hero.
Yeah.
The hero. I mean, I'll mess with a Coke Zero. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, as long as it's ice cold. The minute that thing goes room temperature, it doesn't taste like Coke.
Same.
Yeah.
So that would be one. I would say, Other brands. You mentioned music before we started chatting, and like so I play guitar not well, and I'm not going to play on this podcast.
You're a great guitar player. Da, da, da,
da. But I started out as a Fender guy.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were going to say Fender or Gibson. I was wondering All right.
I started out as a Fender guy. I got my first Strat when I was in 10th grade.
Okay.
Right? As a birthday present.
Yeah.
And then I only relatively recently went to Gibson.
Started playing Gibson.
And bought a Les Paul.
Yeah.
I don't ever play my Fender anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Whoa. It's crazy to me. And people are, I mean, obviously this is an age old argument, Fender versus Gibson, but like there's something for me personally about that, the Gibson, that just the tone and the weight and just the playability and everything. Okay. It's just, and it's just, to me, it's more, Les Paul is more iconic just from a straight, like,
yeah, of course it is.
You know, historic perspective is more iconic than a Stratocaster.
Yes.
It just is.
Now, remind me, Gibson is the one that goes out of tune a little bit easier than a Fender does, or am I crazy?
Generally speaking, it does. You got to tune that thing all the time. It's amazing. So I kind of jumped ship there. I went, but now I still have, I'm not getting rid of my Fender, mind you.
No.
I'll keep them both. You're not throwing out the Adidas shoes.
But you're not reaching for the Fender anymore. You're not like
I'm
a
not
diehard
for the Fender.
I'm not doing it. Okay, that's fascinating.
One thing that you said though, at the beginning, the idea of get them in college and you'll have them for life. Now it's get them when they're four and you'll have them for life.
Yeah.
I mean, social media and TikTok and Instagram, the amount of like,
you're right.
Who knows what the amount of revenue that's generated through social media platforms for companies these days, but there are so many brands that you would never have access to.
Yeah.
That now it's, and you get them and get them literally when they're.
Well, I remember reading, you remember when Twitch started, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, wait a minute, what? We're like streaming our own game. Like we're creating our own network or something. Like it was just a strange kind of sitch, right? And State Farm Insurance was a big sponsor. You know what I mean? They were sponsoring, you know, and it was like, what? There is like, you have 12-year-olds that are like, what are you doing, State Farm? You know what I mean? This is totally not the target audience, but it feeds into exactly what you're talking about, right? Which was, hey, it's not about the 12-year-old signing up for, you know, renter's insurance or automobile insurance. It's about, hey, being the brand that's associated in the periphery with all of the rest of their Twitch brands and everything like that, and being cool and being ready in the consideration set when they're ready.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, wow, that's actually, for like a, I don't want to say stodgy because they, you know, they do the NFL and they have, you know, Jake from State Farm, you know, but for being kind of a, you know, quasi boring industry, right? Insurance, you know, blech. It was like, man, that's pretty kick ass. And that's pretty future forward of them in terms of from a media spend. You know what I mean? So
you got to get it. I mean, I've got daughters as you do, and they're brand loyal, conversely, their brand loyalty lasts a year or a year and a half. And then there's a new shiny object. And then there's it's Aviator Nation this year. And now it's Olo or what. I mean, it's.
Well, but that ties into what you said earlier, though, about fashion. You know, I mean, fashion is, we've talked about this, I think, on the podcast. Fashion is kind of the opposite of graphic design, right? Because fashion is inherently destructive. Its purpose is to be seasonal, right? Which is a fantastic business model because then you just keep, re-upping the situation, right? There is an argument to be made for a graphic designer design and brand, you know, to be timeless, right? To not be fad driven or seasonal, you know? So I think something else that's kind of interesting about brand loyalty and brand adherence is we're talking about our particulars and like, oh, I got this guitar or, oh, I like these shoes or I like, you know what I mean? Like things like that. But I think also potentially I've got some friends of mine where it's like, oh, only BMW because I was in a BMW in the worst car accident of my life and it saved my life.
Sure.
Right. So there's something interesting about not necessarily trauma, but some type of external trigger, not based on biases that will then formulate, boom, I am with this brand forever.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So, well, or conversely, the opposite could happen. I got the worst food I'm making this
worst
up right
experience
now,
ever. And
I got the worst experience ever at XYZ restaurant. I won't put anybody on blast. Like, I will never eat there again. Blah, 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 you know, that type of thing, right? So there is something kind of interesting about that as well. So
cars. What's your are you brand loyal with cars at all?
You know, yeah, for whatever reason, all we have are Fords now. We have literally three Fords.
Right.
But there was a time in my life we didn't have any American cars, you know. I think
why do you have three Fords?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I mean, if I was to backtrack, so one of the Fords is an old classic truck, right? So that's a 1967 Ford, right? And that's just, you know, I've always wanted an old classic car of sorts, you know what I mean? So since forever. So, and it was a toss up between that and a 1950 or 52 Chevy pickup, because I love the front ends of those and how curvy and crazy voluptuous those are. So when it comes to classic cars, like I love the Ford Ranchero. Yeah. I love, you know, the 50, you know, a 56 Fairlane. I like a 57, you know, like it doesn't matter. I'm all over the place in terms of, it's just kind of the design aesthetic. It's not about this one had a better electrical system or this one always broke down or what, you know, like,
which is interesting that you're agnostic because I mean, Ford Chevy is pretty diehard. That's, that's about as diehard of a rivalry as it.
Yeah, for sure. You know? So, you know, but I think, you know, we were going to get the Lightning, you know what I mean? It was all about the electric truck and things like that, right? And it was too big for my wife, so we ended up getting the Mach-E instead, right? Because that was like, and that was not a spur of the moment, kind of, but I was like, oh, what's this thing on the lot over here? You know, it was like, what in the world? You know, so that ended up happening. Then for whatever reason during COVID, we pre-ordered a Bronco.
Right.
And was like, hey, let's build your own Bronco.
It was your crazy COVID purchase. Everybody.
Yeah, we're all trapped in our house, you know, doing whatever. And it was like, hey, you know, and then it was like, oh, it showed up. Okay, like, well, let's go take a look.
I guess we're buying a Bronco.
Yeah. But we, I mean, but before that, I had a Mini Cooper, right, which is owned by BMW. I had a BMW before. We've had a Mazda.
Yeah.
We had a Toyota. I mean, we've been kind of all over the place. I mean, I don't need to keep going backwards, but like we've had all sorts of different brands, you know. I mean, there are definitely some that I think are better than others, but also I think it's with cars, there's a season to your life of what you need, right? Sure. There's freedom. Let me get away from my parents. You know, there's, I have children. I'm transporting things from places to, you know, like things like that. Right. So cars are kind of different. I don't know. What about you? I mean, where are you at on the brand?
So growing up, we were all Volkswagen. Our family was all Volkswagen.
That's interesting.
We had two Volkswagen Rabbits.
Okay. We had a Golf.
We had, I think the Rabbit became the Golf.
It became the Golf.
And then it became the TDI, I think.
Yeah.
We had a Volkswagen Vanagon.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah. Like the 80s version.
Yeah.
Like not the cool old Volkswagen
van. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
It was actually the first car I ever drove, which is terrifying.
Wow.
Not the first one that I drove on a daily basis, but the first one I ever operated.
Okay. Manual? Was it manual?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it had, and it was like from the floor. So it had
the big
4 foot high stick shift.
Yeah. Those things are crazy.
So we were all Volkswagen. And then my first car was a Jetta.
And first car was a Volkswagen, actually.
I had two Jettas after that.
Okay.
And then after that, I went Toyota.
Okay.
And now I'm Toyota for life.
Are you really?
Yeah. I love them.
Well, you had a little dip back into VW.
I had a dip because I had a Jeep. Right. I had a Jeep.
You had a Jeep.
I did have the Volkswagen Atlas. Six months. That was a mistake. I went back to the Volkswagen. It was like, this car is horrible.
I think that's a snake bit car.
Sorry, Volkswagen. But yeah, that was a...
We're going to lose our Volkswagen sponsorship, you know, that's fine. But you've got a Toyota now. So
they run forever. I'm not a car guy. Like admittedly, I'm just not a car guy. It's not where I spend my money. It's not like, I'm Toyota. Yeah.
I am not a mechanic, but I would love in another life. I would love to be a mechanic, as crazy as that sounds. Like, I love tinkering and messing around with stuff, you know, things like that. So it's fun.
Do we go to mechanics anymore? I feel like mechanics are Like, well, like the body shop, right? Like, does anybody go to the body shop or the like local mechanic around
the
corner?
I feel like they wouldn't.
Does that happen anymore?
If people didn't, yeah. I mean, people go to that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
I just go take it back to the dealer and let them.
I know. Well, there's a lot of that, of course. You know, yeah. So there's a lot of that, but yeah, cars are definitely something that people will fall in love with, have a bad experience with, or have a great experience with, and be absolutely brand loyal to that. You know, so yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. You know, there's a lot. You know. A brand is more than the logo. You know what I mean? It's the internalized sum of all experiences associated with that brand. I mean, Starbucks sells a cup of coffee, but their brand doesn't sell coffee at all. You know, their brand sells indulgence and inspired moments and, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff, right? So that's a whole nother podcast in terms of like the difference between a logo and a brand and things like that, you know? But it's interesting, just sort of brand allegiance as we kind of get, you know, and just like, oh my God, for the first time in 20 some odd years, I'm not wearing Adidas. Like, and I still love Adidas and I still have Adidas. Like I didn't, it's not like I threw them all out, you know, just like your Fender. It's not like,
no. It'll always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah. In the bottom of the closet, in the dark.
Bottom of the closet, collecting dust.
All right. Is that it for the maiden voyage?
I think that's what we got.
Video.
I can't look at you any longer. This is weird to me.
It's too long. Well, get rid of my paper mache project at some point behind me as the redecorating.
I gotta get some smaller headphones.
Commence. No, I want them bigger.
They're giant.
I want big cans is what I want up top, you know? So
I'm just gonna leave that one right there.
Yeah. All right. Where can everybody find us, Mr. Rob?
Well, soon you'll be able to find us on YouTube.
Yeah, for as horrifying as that sounds.
Display here. But of course, on all the socials and at mocktheagency.com. We're not hard to find.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, everyone.
Until next time.
Yeah.